about Korn. I guess that's new metal, but they had some stuff in the 90s still.
I got something for you.
What you got? I like Korn too.
Godsmack. Drum off.
I'm going there. I'm going there, sir. Hey, I'll be monitoring 284 house and 969, but I'll be here.
Roger that, Ralph. This is WSXE 284. I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSAL 946. 969, you out there? I just did some Godsmack and it brought me right back. No copy, 969. 284, you're back to the cabin?
This is WSOT 284, I got a copy on your own.
Yeah, well, I've been YouTubing, like I had mentioned, and some of this stuff is, well, 969 mentioned a Godsmack song, and I went through it, and yeah, brought me back to life a little bit. I love this stuff.
Yeah, that was a good recommendation, for sure. Godsmack's another good one.
So what's going on? What are you doing tonight? It's Friday. Anything good?
Well, it's just another day for me. Right now I'm going through an old playlist of kind of like mashups, but the guy who does it's actually really talented. So like, if System of a Down wrote Mr. Brightside, which is a weird mashup, but it actually sounds pretty cool.
Oh yeah, throwing it down, sounding good. Did you tell me you're going to, or you had some hernia issues?
No, that's 841, that guy Jason, but I know who that is, so I guess our numbers are kind of similar.
Alright, I got it. I think I know what the problem is. You, both of you sound like identical on my end. I think that's where that comes from.
Yeah, I guess in person we probably don't sound identical at all, but I have known the guy for like 20 years, and way back in the day I worked with him a couple places. And we both have 50 watt, well, his is 40, mine's 50, I don't know, a lot of radios.
Well, damn it, he's copying you. Sounds like he's copying you. What power level are you on now? Because I'm on a, my DB20's at medium, so I guess it's 10 watts, supposed to be 10 watts.
Roger that, I think that's correct. I always run full power, always 50 watts. At all times. On any radio I use, I'm full power at all times. So my handheld's always 10 watts, that's their max. And this is 50 watts, running at 50 watts.
Well, you always sound great, man. You're always coming through nice and clear. Nice and clear.
I appreciate it. For me out here especially, I have to run full power because I'm kind of like on a border to the repeater in a way.
I think we were talking, you said you can hit the Detroit repeater fine, but not the Mount Clemens so much.
Roger that, that's correct. I can barely receive Mount Clemens, like Eurobars receive Mount Clemens, but I got full signal on Detroit. And I can't receive or hit anything else other than Livonia, but Livonia is not connected.
Well, a friend of mine gave me some, you know, some tones. Well, I couldn't get them off of the website. I don't know what it is they call it. UMS. So I got some extra tones. One is two of these repeaters are close to me, and they talk back. You know, when I key up, well, they don't talk. You know what I mean. But I never hear anyone on them.
Roger that. The Livonia one, I was able to talk to somebody twice on it, but it was both times the Detroit repeater was, like, off or something. So people were, you know, looking around for what's going on, and it was in a situation like that, but otherwise, typically, nobody's on it.
Roger that. Well, give me a recommendation. I'm on YouTube. There's no getting away from it. I need some more alts. I really do. I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm looking at a playlist right now, and I'm going to go with either if Deftones wrote Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, or if Smashing Pumpkins wrote Everlong by Foo Fighters, whichever typically fancy.
Well, I already did the Pumpkins. Give me I didn't hear your first suggestion.
Do you like Deftones?
I don't know who that is, but I hate flies.
I cancel that recommendation, and I would go with Korn Blind.
Well, I'm already on Deftones. Sorry.
Hey, well, there you go. There's a lot of good ones there.
I didn't copy.
Tons of good Deftones songs, so you can't go wrong there.
You know what I do have a problem with is the ad blocker for YouTube. They haven't been working. I had a couple of them, turn one off, turn one on, re-up it, and they're just not working.
Copy that. Have you been using uBlock Origin, or what do you use typically?
Wait a minute, come back. I was just in the beginning of the fly song. I love this.
Do you use uBlock Origin or something else?
No, I'm using ad blockers for YouTube. I'm on Firefox now, so I go over. I'm not using Origin. Is it working these days?
Let me walk out in the other room and confirm. I'll be back in, like, I don't know, 30 seconds to a minute.
I'll be here, brother. WSAL 946 ID.
WSIT 284, clear for a moment, monitoring. This is WSIT 284 to WSIL 946. You copy?
WSAL 946, back to monitoring.
This is WSIP 284 to WSIL 946, you copy?
Oh yeah, what's up? What'd you think, what'd you find out? Is the origin, what is it? U-Origin, what do they call it? Does it work?
Roger that. I can confirm for Firefox, uBlock, so the letter U, like uniform, block, origin, is working just fine.
Well, what I have on here, I've got Firefox and I got Edge. Well, actually, I have Google Chrome also. Any want to go to?
I typically use Firefox, and I confirmed it on Firefox at least, but I think it's also available for other browsers, but it's for sure available for Firefox.
I'm going to look into it right now. uBlock Origin, that's yes.
Correct. As letter U like uniform.
I'm adding it right now. The premium require. Yeah, okay.
Should be free. I don't remember having to go through any kind of trials or paid anything. But it's worked really well. It's probably the best ad blocker I've ever used.
Okay, I've added it in the extensions. I just closed and reopened the browser. I'm going to find out how it works. If this works, I would love to kiss you.
Well, thank you, or just let me know it works. Works good for me.
You know, I didn't mean that literally. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, roger that.
Well, 284, it's not working. It's not working with my Firefox anyways.
It's pretty weird. I just ran it on mine, and it was off at first, and I saw an ad play, but then I turned it on, and I tried 5 or 6 different videos, like, you know, licensed music videos that for sure would have an ad, and no ads played at all.
I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know. I'm going to try Edge maybe a little bit later, and right now it's just, you know, it's just that inconvenience. You got to click to skip and all the crap over. So it's not a big deal, though.
Your Firefox browser, is it turned on up there in the top right? If you look into the top right, there's a little, like, UB, like, uniform Bravo icon, and you can turn it on or off like a switch.
I don't understand. Say that again.
So after you install the extension on your Firefox browser in the top right area, there should be like a little icon. It kind of looks like a shield, and it has the letters U like uniform, B like Bravo, and that's the uBlock Origin interface. And if you click that, you can basically turn it on or off, and it should be like lit up red and not grayed out gray.
Well, in my version here, I hit the extensions in Firefox, and yeah, it's turned on. uBlock Origins turned on. I got a couple other things turned on, but and I also turned off. There's an ad blocker for YouTube. That's off, but the uBlock is on.
Copy that. That sounds like you're looking in your extensions, though. But what I'm talking about is without even opening, like, your extensions menu, it adds a little icon directly to your browser interface.
No, I'm not seeing that. I've got a people button. I've got a dash lane that I use. There's a little flower symbol, extension symbol, and then it's the menu symbol up in the top right.
So, like, let's see. If you look at where the URL goes to the right of the web address, there should be, like, a little shield next to some lines or something. You don't have that on yours?
Well, actually, to the right of the field, there's a star that says bookmarks is Bookmark is this page, excuse me. I guess it's, you know, they get the little pop-up. That's what that's telling me.
copy that, but then maybe two or three icons to the right of that. Do you see some there?
Well, yeah. So like I said, I get a little person piece. When I hover that, it tells me it's a count. And I got a dash line account next to that, web root. It's my extensions, and then I get a menu tab.
So is there a uBlock origin icon in that grouping at all?
No, there is not.
Should be one there, and it gives you like all the options for uBlock Origin specifically, but through your extensions menu, you were able to go into the uBlock Origin options?
Well, I don't know. I just restarted the browser here. Let me see. Now there's still no icon, but yeah, well, if I hit the extensions, it's funny, I'm left-handed and I have to screw around with a mic and a mouse. I've got a permissions and data tab for...
Do you see a puzzle icon anywhere?
Yeah, that's what I went into to get to this. Then I hit the extensions, which is another puzzle-looking icon, and it's uBlock Origin. It's on. Maybe I should shut it off, restart, turn it on. I don't know.
So if you get it in that puzzle menu, you can click the settings and then pin it to your toolbar, but if it says on, it should be working. Does it say it's blocked any ads on that YouTube page? Because like every time you open a page on YouTube, you should see like 5 ads are blocked or more.
Okay, the only options I have is once again an old menu icon on the Firefox. And I get remove, report, manage. I hit the manage, and it takes me to like a different kind of web page where it's a bunch of reading. There's no options.
Copy that. If you go back to that puzzle menu, and then if you see the uBlock origin there, are you able to click on it? And then click a settings icon.
Yes, sir. 284, but that's exactly what I just said. My choices are remove, report, or manage. I hit the manage. When I hit the menu icon, and it just takes me to like a web page, not a web. There's no choices other than to maybe turn on in private browsing. That's just about it.
So nothing that says, like, pin to toolbar?
No, sir. You know, I'm going to turn it off, restart. Maybe it'll pop up in the menu. I'm going to check it out.
Roger that. I was just trying to read a support article for if it doesn't show up, so I'm not even positive if that's the exact way, but it seems to work for other people like that. For me, it just showed up on my interface there, the uBlock icon, and I can see, like, when it's on, it turns red. When it's off, it's gray, and a number appears there talking about, like, how many ads it's blocked.
Well, you know, I've used it before, and I know exactly what you're saying, but no, I'm not seeing it on the browser here. I don't know. Maybe I should update the Firefox. I don't know. I'm going to find out here, though. This kind of thing drives me wacky. I can't deal with it.
I guess it could potentially also be like a conflict with any other ad blockers. Maybe some particular ad blockers are not letting it work somehow.
Yeah, Roger that. Roger that. Well, being that they're, well, the other one that I did have with Firefox is, you know, that's turned off in the menu. But maybe I just need to get rid of it. I don't know. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, I'll tell you what.
Roger that, because if it's the right extension, uBlock Origin, it should be working, because it's working for me. Apparently they have it for Chrome, Firefox, Edge, Opera, and a manual install for, I don't know what else.
Yeah, I uninstalled an old ad blocker, I uninstalled the uBlock, reinstalled, restarted the browser, and I'm not getting that uBlock icon up there. I don't know what the heck is going on, but I might try it with Chrome, I don't know.
After that, unfortunately, I'm reading an article here posted like 28 days ago that it was broken for Chrome, but it's still listed on their website, so I'm not sure. Ralph, I'm going to go look at my browser in the other room and see if I can notice anything. This is WSIP284, I'll be clear and monitored.
Alright, 284. I'm on Edge, not Chrome, but I'm playing around here too. I'll be monitoring. WSIL 946. WSAL 946 284.
Doug Ralph, do you got any progress or any news?
Well, I was in not Chrome but Edge, and I went to the store. There is no uBlock Origin. It's uBlock Origin Lite, and I loaded it up. You know, restarted, and it works fabulously. It's doing its thing. Thank you.
Roger that. Good to hear, man, because I was just reading on Reddit. Somebody said the light version didn't block YouTube ads, but apparently it does. In my Firefox, I was just looking at it again, trying to see if I could find where that pinned bar was. And I don't see it because I guess it is pinned, but for me, it's the icon directly to the right of my puzzle piece in Firefox.
Well, no, now I have the icon up top because I've used uBlock before. It tells me how many blocks, I guess, how many things they've blocked, and it's working well. It's great. What does it block? Well, Dave, it blocks the, like, nasty stuff that I've been dealing with. Geez, you start a video, and you got to watch this little other little video, and then you got to hit the skip, and it's a pain in the butt. Oh, is it block ads? Well, no, it'll take those out of there so you don't have to screw around. You click on what you want, and it's boom, right there. You don't have to mess around skipping the other crapola. Copy?
Like on YouTube and stuff?
Exactly. 284, take over, please. Dave, yeah, it takes all that extra time and crap all out of there that you don't want to see.
Roger that. This is WSIP 284. it'll block YouTube ads, but it'll also block all sorts of ads on, like, every website, so, like, banner ads or ads that try to get a quick stuff. And you can configure it to do any variation of all of the above.
Yeah, right. Yeah, them ads on YouTube sometimes piss me off. I just skip on them, or else sometimes you can't skip them. You gotta sit there and let them run through. What's the name of this program?
This one is called uBlock Origin. So that's the letter U like uniform, and the word block as one thing together, and then origin.
All right, thanks, man. Tomorrow I might give that a shot. Take these stupid ads off of YouTube. Drives me nuts sometimes. Especially, you know, they I ain't one to bitch, but, you know, like I watched the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert the other day. This is just for an example. And they did Freebird. They were doing Freebird. And right when, right when the lead started up, you know, but towards the end of the song there, where they start going into the guitar solo, as soon as the guitar solo started going, all of a sudden it went to an ad. That makes me mad.
Boop, it came up right there in the best part. Dave, you need to use uBlock. It works. You don't have to deal with that crap all over.
Yeah, all right, man, I'm going to give it a shot tomorrow, WSSE793GIT. I'm going to check it out tomorrow. I'm going to look into it, because if I can block the ads on YouTube, that'd be nice, man, because like I said, you know, sometimes, man, they throw the ads in at the most stupidest time. It's like, why now? Why can't you wait till at least the end of the guitar solos and stuff or whatever, you know? Don't throw in an ad at all during the, you know, it's just... But it's other things, too. Movies. I'll be watching. I'll be getting into this situation, and all of a sudden, bang, got to go to an ad. And sometimes you can't click on them to drop them. You got to wait the whole 15 seconds or whatever, and then it plays another 15-second ad that you can't skip, you know. So, all right, very good.
284. I think he's preaching to the choir. That's exactly what we want to get away from. David, we need to talk. We need to talk. We talked about VPN. Well, we need to talk about VPN and watching them ball games when you can.
All right, you get around to that, too. I'm still... There was an ad come up, and so I heard you guys, so I paused it. And yeah, and I was just thinking. But then I heard you guys talking, I was wondering, that's all. I kind of got noisy there. But very good, man, I appreciate it. I'm going to look into that, because I am. If I can get rid of ads, get rid of these stupid YouTube ads, you know, be able to watch my programs without damn ads coming up at the wrong time, that'd be great.
And you can turn it on or off, too. So if you're watching, like, small-time YouTubers and you want them to get the ad credit, like, you got to watch their ad for 30 seconds, then you can skip it. But you can turn it off temporarily by just clicking it so they can get credit for you watching their ads. And then when you go back to watching, you know, big commercial content, you just click it back on and you don't have to see the ads at all.
All right, I like that, man. I'm going to look into that. Like, greatly appreciated. I'll be back in a few minutes, gentlemen.
284. Dave will figure it out. He'll get these ads out of there. I want to thank you for, I probably would have got it, but you got me motivated, and now it works. It's unbelievable. It would work in Firefox, but I didn't. The choice was YouTube, uBlocker, You block Origin light. I had to pick the light. I didn't do that, so maybe that's why.
Copy that. I'm not positive, but I have the full version. Well, I'm not positive why it wasn't working on your Firefox, but I have the full version for Firefox, and it's working fine for me. Granted, that's the single extension I have. I don't have any other extensions going on in Firefox whatsoever, so I just know for sure there's no extension conflict, and that's the only other thing I could think of maybe going on with yours, if anything.
Well, it's working on Edge, and I'm going to give it a go around tomorrow probably with Firefox, because I like Firefox. It's just a better browser for me.
Copy that. A lot of stuff works pretty well with it. Netflix used to be built for it. I used to work for Netflix for this thing, but Edge isn't, I don't know, for like its entire lifetime, I feel like everybody gives Edge or previously Explorer a bunch of heat for whatever, but I think it's just a mean nonsense. I've never had a problem with Edge or Explorer my entire life.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, you know, it's probably the my home page, wherever it's opening up, that I don't care for. That's why I go to Firefox. Sounds silly, but that's probably what, you know, Edge probably perfect.
Roger that. I don't know. It's just a thing on the internet, though. You always hear people complain about previously Explorer, now Edge, like it's some terrible browser, but at no point has it really ever done that. Maybe the ads on the homepage are kind of intrusive for sure, but just in terms of browser functionality, I've never had an issue.
Hey, Roger that. Well, that's what I'm saying. It can be a little intrusive sometimes, it seems like, but it might be where I'm, you know, where it's headed when I open it. I don't know. I'd have to check it out.
Running a VPN too, it's probably negligible.
Running what?
WSIP284 for ID. I said if you're running a VPN as well, I know you were just talking about a VPN with Dave, but if you're running a VPN, it probably doesn't even matter what you run.
Well, I don't do it on my PCs. You know, it's just a little fire stick gig, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, roger that.
You know, it's available if I wanted to use it on my laptop, you know, on PC, so I don't go anywhere if not supposed to on my computer.
I had Nord for a long time, but honestly, I don't even use it all that much. I used to use it when I was mining and trying to use Binance for crypto, but I don't really do that anymore, so I don't use a VPN a whole lot.
Yeah, you know, I'll watch football or baseball on it. You know, hell, I don't torrent or anything like that anymore, so it's pretty simple. Better have a standalone that you're ready to throw in the garbage when something goes wrong.
That's pretty funny because that's the only time I ever had anything go wrong was early 2020.
Well, it can happen. These coders out there that sneak something in on you that your protection doesn't catch, and you could be really screwed.
After that anymore, it's just rogue crypto miners, I guess, sometimes, but no way if I took care of it.
Hey, I'm sorry, 284. I picked it up to 675, and I didn't get a copy, and I went back down to the there. So I didn't get your whole conversation.
After that, it was just a short transmission talking about really how I get any more rogue crypto miners, and then no way if I still take care of it.
You know, I still don't understand the crypto mining. They're just, from what I guess, they're just pulling time off of the main system, and they're using up time and getting paid for it. Is that right?
Well, anymore, it's kind of hard to mine on your computer hardware, but basically what you're doing is using your processor's hash rate, typically from your graphics card, to basically solve hashes in verifying transactions basically in different crypto markets, and then you're usually in a mining pool, and the mining pool will pay you out in shares for how much time you've been doing that, yeah, based on your hash rate.
Okay, I see that. Yeah, so like you have a little network going on that's on, and it's system needs to use it, it's happening. I know those cryptos set up to cost a whole bunch of money.
Copy that. Anymore, really the only thing that's profitable is if you're buying what's called an ASIC miner, and it's a specialized chips that are specialized specifically to mine that particular cryptocurrency, and you gotta pay like, I don't know, $10,000, $12,000 or more dollars for one of these units, and then you can expect to make, I don't know, $40 to $60 a month before your power costs, and it takes like a year to break even maybe, so it's kind of hard to make it anymore unless you got a huge initial investment.
Well, I guess if you had a bunch of extra money laying around and time, it might pay off, but there's nothing I would ever think about using.
For the most part, you're looking at, I don't know, about a year to repay your initial investment, and then after that, you can start thinking about some profits. Unless you got free power from somewhere or a huge solar system or something.
You know what, I'm going to call my electrician, see if he can hook me up, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm kidding.
Roger that, they probably can, but depending on what you're dealing with, they'll probably notice eventually. Way back, right before the huge crypto craze, a bunch of Chinese investors were coming here and buying power from different hydroelectric dams in the United States, and they were using this power from these dams to run their crypto farms and making a killing.
Well, I kind of understand how that works. I think the new administration is not wanting to sell anything to China these days.
Yeah, Roger that. That's true. They've cracked down on overseas investors for sure. But they are kind of embracing Bitcoin. I hear there's a rumor that Bitcoin was created by the CIA, so if that's true, it wouldn't really surprise me that they've embraced it.
Well, you know, it's all on record somewhere. I've heard we're going to get rid of money altogether, and, you know, it's just you and they can keep track of it for tax purposes.
Roger that. It makes a whole lot of sense, too, because, you know, initially they tell everybody this is to break away from, like, to be decentralized, to break away from central banks, but then at the same time, it's all completely digital tracked in a ledger that everybody can see where everything came from. So it's be exact control that's more control than what we have now.
Well, I don't know. Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, you know. I won't be able to just hand my housekeeper a 50 when she comes in and takes care of things and doesn't have to claim it. She shouldn't, you know, those days will be gone.
Hopefully we have a while still for cash. I know Japan is still pretty big on cash as a society anyway.
WSIL946ID. Yeah, it's not gonna. It's if it happens, I'll be gone. You know, something like that. You know, if the country turns that way, I won't have to deal with it.
Pretty close though. I got a Visa card that is a crypto Visa card right now, and that's been out since, I don't know, at least 2000 or 2020.
So how do you fund it? It's dollars, correct?
Correct. You can use USD, other currencies. You can use other cryptocurrencies, you can use a credit card. It's through the crypto.com app, and it's called the crypto.com Visa.
Is Bitcoin still a big thing?
Bitcoin is like the number one cryptocurrency. It has the highest market cap and probably number one trade volume as well.
Yeah, I was checking it out, man. I know that. What's a Bitcoin? If you had one, a whole Bitcoin, what's it worth today? I don't know the numbers.
Take a look at the last price.
I know some fellas that got in early before they thought they were dumb, but a few years back, their investment went huge for them.
So right now at this moment, one Bitcoin is worth $118,218.06.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. When you could have got it, when it started, you probably could have got a Bitcoin for what, $2,000?
Technically, when it started, you could get a Bitcoin for free. You could get hundreds of Bitcoins for cents. About a year or so into its creation, it was about $100 a Bitcoin, and that's when I decided to not buy any because I was like, no, I'm not even going to spend $100. This would totally fail or something. And it was really only used for, like, Silk Road and other dark web websites, so, you know, I didn't see the vision there, but, yeah, unfortunate.
$118 right now, wow.
So I could have gone for every $100 to $118,000.
I should have jumped on that. I heard all about it, and I did the same thing. I didn't want to be too involved, but you and I would both be millionaires.
I would, and how about this? Back when I worked for Netflix, I was an operations manager for Netflix. Netflix stock went down to, like, $80, and I was like, no, I'm not going to buy a bunch of stock, and then it went up to, like, $500.
Well, yeah, you know, if you're dabbling in stocks, if you're doing it yourself, you gotta be careful. Buy low, sell high. You can't be farting around too much. You'll get your ass.
is at $1,211 a share.
That's why you keep your stocks when they go too low and you think about selling. You know, stocks are like gambling. You could lose your ass or make, you know, you're never going to win. Too large.
Yeah, well, if you're lucky, you can luck out. Or if you got a good financial advisor, I don't know, you can do probably better than a savings account. But, yeah, it really comes down to luck still.
Even a good financial advisor, they're making money they're making their money, you know, and as long as he's not getting some kind of kickback from this and that, do okay. You know, these big conglomerates that, like 401ks and stuff like that, you got to pick and choose, otherwise you're going to lose your ass.
Roger that, unless you got some information you're not supposed to have about a company doing well or something. But, again, I think that would be kind of luck if you could pull it off.
And we could have been millionaires 2 days before. We could have been.
Unfortunately, one of my friends bought a couple Bitcoin at like $600 apiece, and I was talking a bunch of crap like, oh, you're going to lose your money. Well, he still has them, so that was big wrong.
My man, we could have been in the Epstein files. We have so much to throw around. Imagine getting a full funnel.
That's a tricky bunch of files they have there, because not everybody was into the creepy stuff, but a lot of people who are influential were probably in the files because there was a whole intelligence operation to specifically target, you know, people with influence and money around the globe to try to control.
That's kind of disappointing, but no, they need to let stuff out. Media blows things up one way, the other way. I'm tired of hearing about it. Just bring it out there. Bring it up.
Funny enough, a lot of it is out there. It's just not reported in the mainstream media, so the media's take on it is trying to act like certain politicians are covering it up, but they really aren't. If they were, it would have been exposed a long time ago when, you know, the years of witch hunt trials went on. So, yeah, it just so happens I know, like, a ton about this. So, I could probably talk about it all night long.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm going to put it out there. I'm a Republican. Well, I'm not a Republican, but I vote Republican. After the election, then, you know, if Trump was there, maybe he was just playing golf. You know, you don't have to blow up something crazy.
Roger that. Well, he was there something like, I don't know, at least 7 times. He was in the flight log. There's a vague rumor that Epstein introduced him to Melania, but I don't know if that part's true. But what I do know is true is he's got a long history of liking, you know, grown of age women. So if there's anything secret, it would probably be some kind of affair versus, you know, any gross stuff that everybody else involved with Epstein was into.
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. Well, they just need to let it out. It's probably never going to happen. But I'm tired of hearing about it.
Roger that. You know, they're probably not going to let it out because it's, you know, our government's intelligence agency and a certain other country's government's intelligence agency. And if they let it out, it's like telling everybody, hey, your government was involved in this huge blackmail operation, and people are probably not going to appreciate that, and it really doesn't have anything to do with either political side, other than the opposition, I think, is a little bit more involved in that place than, like, Trump or anybody else, so it is what it is.
Well, I know the laws when it comes to, you know, other countries, they don't, they may not have to turn things over, even the U.S. doesn't have to because it can't turn wherever it can turn. Just let it end there. Make it go away, one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm not political campaigning or anything. I'm not trying to take any political side by saying this, but the whole thing is an outright Mossad Israeli intelligence op along with the US CIA. So they employed that dude to run blackmail operations on all sorts of different world leaders. And, you know, part of that blackmail was catching them and photographing them doing that gross stuff that we know he was into. But they just haven't outright came out and said that.
Well, we got a socialist about to take over New York as the governor. Like I said, I could go either way with my political. I try not to go there. But that's definitely crazy.
Roger that. I mean, New York is nuts as it is. I got a nice girlfriend from New York, and I don't know, I was out in New York. 2016 to 2018, I was there a lot, and New York City is just a terrible place in my opinion.
Well, you know, it's one place I've never been is New York. Not even to New York. I've never been in New York. And, well, from what they show us on the screen here, it's not a good place.
New York State isn't so bad. New York State's honestly just like it is here, other than I want to say maybe they have some more rural Amish communities than we technically have in, like, the northern part of the state. But, they're unfortunately influenced by New York City, as the entire state's controlled by New York City. So New York City politics control basically all those people, especially all those conservative people in all those communities there. And, you know, create laws and policy that is really against the rest of the state's interests.
Yeah. Well, they're fighting over, what are they fighting over? I forgot what it's called. Did they get the delegates more or less depending on the size of the communities?
Gerrymandering, where they redistrict areas for voting?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Well, gerrymandering has been around since day one. You know, that's how they operate, but... I see a lot of box where, you know, they show you that, geez, looks like 3/4 of the state is Republican. And why are there no delegates?
Roger that. And it's just New York City is so massive. It's such a massive population center. What is there, like 9 million people there or something? Let's see.
Where Detroit did not make, they had to have at least 1 million population to get some federal, extra federal money, and they barely scraped by it.
Roger that. think Detroit's population is only like 650K now or something.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know. Just Jerry, they call it Jerry, yeah, but that's been around since day one.
Detroit, though, has like 4.3 million people, and I don't know, we got a kind of special state because our big city, everybody moved out to the suburbs, so the three surrounding counties are where all the population is.
Hey, roger that. What do you, now, I'm just going to ask you a question. What do you think about counting undocumented people in a census for, you know, population?
If we're talking about just counting them for sake of counting them, I think that's fine. But if we're talking about counting them as voters, I think that should be illegal. And I think that's actually a strategy that a certain political party tried to deploy.
I copy that. Yeah, I feel the same. I don't know. Like I said, I'm kind of old. And I won't, when the stuff really hits the fan, hopefully it doesn't, I won't be here, which is kind of crappy to say, but,
well, you don't have to worry about it for like the next 3 years or so anyway.
I'm thinking the next 10 or 15 years, where, you know, things get really bad. You know, they could. It doesn't scare me, but they could.
Roger that. And, you know, unfortunately it's been intentional so far. And I don't have a problem with anybody who wants to become an American citizen and go through the process. You know, I have a lot of friends from other countries. Honestly, a lot more than most people I know. So. And even them, you know, I have friends here who became citizens, and they're mad about it because they feel like, you know, the other people cheated, basically. And it's not fair to them who had to go through somewhat of a difficulty to, you know, get here and become a legal citizen when somebody got a fast track on some, you know, bogus policy.
Yeah, roger that. Well, you know, given the opportunity, those people, they came here. You know, you can't blame them for that, but it should have never happened in the first place.
Here there's the U.S. government put out like a $50 million bounty on, I believe, the president of Venezuela.
I just see it online earlier today. He's a bad guy, obviously.
Measure that, but $50 million is a lot of money, and not a president. That's pretty crazy.
My man, let's go back to Bitcoin. If we just had a Bitcoin, you know, back in the day, we... $50 million would have been nothing.
Absolutely, that's true. I also heard that it's kind of like a plan to try to get people to come out of the woodwork and out themselves as associates of that type of business that guy's in, so they can go after the individuals too.
Well, the undercoat's always going to get you, man. I don't care what you're into, but legally, that's what they're after. WSIL 946 Verizon.
WSIT 284 for ID. I was just trying to read if there's any more progress on that quickly, but it doesn't look like it.
Sounds like you and I have the same kind of idea, but little bit of bull crap all over going on.
Yeah, roger that. It seems like, you know, a lot of people really do think the same things, and really the mainstream media that is proven paid propaganda that kind of divides everybody into such strong different groups.
I'll tell you what, you don't hear a lot of right-wing propaganda. It's all left-wing, you know. They're always trying to push their thing and change things. You don't hear a lot of the right wing, other than the truth.
Too bad. You don't hear a lot of it because they aren't the ones paying, you know, AP and Reuters billions of dollars, as discovered by Doge, like the other party has been doing. And it was actually, you know, this is just a fact of the matter. During Obama's era, there was something called the Smith-Mundt Act, which prevented propaganda from being produced by the U.S. government domestically. Previously, you could only produce it for other countries. And during his presidency, he signed off on changing that to allow it to be produced domestically. And ever since then, they've been buying off media to produce propaganda, actually.
Roger that. I believe that wholeheartedly. Well, you told me the truth, but I do know it's just a bunch of... It's like, what about the Doge kid? Get all beat up. Like, you know, I don't get that.
Copy that. And that's government money that they're paying those media groups. So everybody's money was being used to produce propaganda for one political party. You know, everyone should think that's wrong, no matter what party they want to be for. It's for that Doge kid, Big Balls. Funny, I have a hat that says that. But, yeah, I heard that's supposed to not be politically motivated, and it just so happened he tried to, like, help somebody who was getting attacked or something, and then he got attacked. But it is pretty strange coincidence.
Yeah. Oh, Big Balls, yeah. I do have to say, at a lot of these protests, when they're large, those people aren't just, somebody's handing them a $50 bill when they walk into the place. They're not there, you know, for nothing.
Copy that. That's a verified fact. They pay for protesters, they pay for certain types of actors, they pay for people to go into the streets and do certain activities. Certain organizations do too that aren't even necessarily one of the political parties, but they're just interested in destabilizing our government. It's pretty wild, and none of the media really talks about that.
No, you're never going to hear it. You know what cracks me up? let me think about what I want to say here. Oh, here it is. If you jump on Fox or you see the left-wing stuff, why are they doing this? Why are they know exactly what their ethics are doing. They tell us, we don't understand.
Roger that. Anymore, like, you know, Fox is pretty soft. Like, it seems kind of hard to call that right-wing anymore, but... Everybody who is into the other politics always references Fox News like in some stronghold of conservatism, even though it's now owned by what's named Sons, and they are more interested in cash than politics, so it's not even anymore.
Well, hey, that's the way that works, but, you know, I've got to see Gutfeld. He comes on Fox News channel. I gotta watch that though. It's always funny. You know, it's always a good show. I like piracy. I don't know. He looks huge. He might be a little guy like, Mr. T is who I was thinking. Mr. T was only about 5 foot tall, I think.
I don't know about his stature, but I like his ideas. I like the way he talks. And I've been monitoring you guys for, I don't know, maybe an hour here, and I kind of lean the same way you do. WSBH380.
So thank you, sir, for chiming in, 380. Yeah, we're just, it's a little late night talk. We're just, we're just shooting the bolt.
Copy that. Yeah, well, one of the things that troubles me is how Nancy Pelosi got so rich on her salary that she makes.
Well, personally, I think she needs another facelift or something, really.
I think she's got insider trader information.
Well, supposedly, she's getting clear. It's her husband is telling her all the things, and she's the one doing, making the, doing the trades.
Copy that. Yeah, well, I still got some questions about the attack on him.
Who knows? Probably all made up. Probably, I don't know. 284 probably tell us about this.
Copy that. How about it, 284? Chime in.
Besides that, I mean, honestly, I haven't done a ton of research into that attack, but I have heard a couple things. I heard it was a particular kind of relationship he was having with someone, and I've also heard it was over a financial dispute, but there's a larger theory that, it's tied into something kind of fake to try to stir up drama to draw attention away from them getting exposed in their shady business dealings like you just brought up. Also, how are you doing this evening, Nick? This is WSIT 284, Alex.
Copy that, Alex. This is WSBH 380. I'm Nick. Able Park.
Roger that. I remember who you are. We've talked a couple times.
284, are you the one that did the tape hole and have it up on your gutter?
Everybody thinks that, but no, that's my friend, 841. His name's Jason. I've known him for like 20 years, technically, so I do know who he is, but no, that's not me. That's my buddy.
I told you you two sound alike.
Well, don't judge me by my ability to discriminate between who's talking, because I have very poor hearing, and I can't tell one guy from another.
Roger that. No offense taken at all. It's literally everybody. Dave, Ralph, a couple other people. I don't know, we're the exact same age, we got sort of similar wattage radios from the same places, so we probably do sound fairly similar.
Well, where the heck is he? I haven't heard him. 841, are you out there? Talk to us.
Nah, he's not out there, he's sleeping. He usually goes to bed kind of early and gets up sort of early.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
Well, Dave kind of faded away, didn't he? He was talking about music and stuff, and then he was gone.
Hey, Dave, 793, you out there, Dave? No, I'm not hearing him, so yeah, he's gone, sir. He's probably had a hot cocoa and went to sleep or something.
Copy that. Yeah, well, he mentioned a red skin.
He mentioned what?
He mentioned having a red skin.
I think that was me. That was me. I'm having a red fan right now.
There's red can with full juice.
Mine is Budweiser.
Copy the Budweiser. Yeah, Eileen pulled the woman.
I'm going to tell everybody to be careful. That stuff will knock your hat in the river.
After that, well, I guess Trump's going to put a tariff on it. Might not be able to afford it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've brewed some beer. I've had some good batches, too. You know, you get a couple of cases out of a 5-gallon batch, but, man, it's a lot of work. It really is a lot of work. I'd rather just walk into the store and get me a case.
Copy that. Yeah, well, I never tried to make it. or make any moonshine either, for that matter.
Well, like I said, I've cooked up some pretty good stuff, but just way too much work. And, you know, $20 bill, you're going to get you a week's worth of beers or whatever.
Yeah, for $20, I can get a 12-pack of Corona.
They're going to probably put a big old tariff on that Mexican beer. I drink American beer personally.
Copy that. Well, I've tried most of them, and this one I like. So I'll buy it as long as I can afford it.
I was just trying to be funny. You know, hey. Get after what you want, you know. I know some fellows that'll drink liquor, you know, a couple shots of liquor, you know, and it's like, that's crazy. I'd rather just give me a beer and I can maybe I'll sleep good.
Copy that. Well, I am unable to drink Budweiser. The first one gives me a headache. I can drink Bud Light, but I can't drink straight Budweiser.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I love beer. I've tried them all, but regular old Bud is not the light, just the red can. It's easy on my system, my gut, I guess you could say. I could have 2-3. It'd be fine. Some beers inside.
Copy that. Yeah, I had a neighbor who all he would drink was Budweiser. And I never was able, I always get a headache after the first one. So, all right, I'm going to be on the side here for a minute. Got to take a potty break. WSDH 380.
Alright, 3-8, good talking to you. 284, hey, there's Bill.
Hey, Bill,
how you doing?
Roger that, this is WSIT 284.
WSIL 946 for IV. So, yeah, seems like there's quite a few fellows on the GRMS that the same sort of way about things.
Yeah, copy that. So I do know
There's a couple, especially one particular person who is pretty prolific out here that probably went the other direction, but overall I would say that that would be correct.
WSIV 944, looking to do a radio check. Over.
Well, you're sounding good from Mount Clemens.
Got a strong copy on you here on the Detroit repeater as well.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. WSIV 944, monitor. Over.
You have a good night, sir. WSAL 946. So, hey, 284, you gotta give me something else. I need another 90s alt song to get down to. Do the Godsmack, the Pumpkins, come on, give me something.
Roger that. Is Incubus 90s or is that 2000s? Let's see.
Doesn't really matter. I love Incubus and go on there.
Copy that. There's some 90s Incubus for sure.
No, I like 311. But I'm going to go to Incubus too.
Roger that. 311's another good one.
I hit I on the browser. Incubus is the first thing that popped up.
Big brother listening to us for sure.
You better shut your mouth. I gotta do the Burst into Flames song. What do they call it? Pardon me.
It's gonna be my recommendation. I got it here on a playlist. So I'm gonna go get a drink. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear for NA monitoring.
284, are you there? WSAL 946. I just took two incubuses and don't call me in the morning. Oh, God, I love this stuff. Well, I think I am going to, I'm going to go clear here and go buddy bye. Take care, my friend. It's great talking to you at 4. WSAL 946. I'm gonna go clear. I'm gonna shut her down.
Roger that. Good talking to you as well, Ralph. As always, and I'm typically always out here monitoring, so I'll be around. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WSIV 944, mobile monitoring. barely had a copy on you.
You came through strong on that one.
How about this one? Am I still coming in strong?
Yeah, there's noise, but I can hear your vocals clear.
Yeah, I just switched over to the Detroit repeater. I'm on a 12 mile.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty clean.
Does the mic game out of me at all?
Sorry, I didn't catch that one.
I said, does the increased mic gain help out any at all?
Try switching it up to 3 and see if there's a difference.
All right, mic gain is on 3. How about now?
Try talking a little bit longer so I can hear it.
Mic gain test. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Mic gain is on 3. Over.
All right, try switching back over to 1.
Alrighty, this is mic gain test on mic gain 1. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. How's it coming in now? I'm back on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, still coming in pretty good.
No copy on your last thing.
Still get some static on your side, but I can still hear your vocal.
I guess it is what it is for right now, and so we can kind of figure it out. Oh well, we're still talking though.
Yeah, I'm in Clinton Township, so I'm 16 miles, just crossed over Garfield.
I'm currently entering the Southfield Freeway.
Your comment antenna, is that UHF, VHF, or is that GMRF?
Sorry, no copy on your last.
The comment antenna that you have on your deck lid, is that GMRF, or is that UHF, VHF? Nine 944, are you still out there?
This is WSIV 944, copy that. Sorry, I had to navigate some traffic. There's some Fast and Furious in real life. It was scary.
Yeah, I was just getting on to 94 from 16 mile. And had to avoid a wrong way driver on 16 mile.
Yeah, but the traffic is kind of nuts right now. I mean, it is Friday night and into Saturday, so craziness out here.
WSIU 709. Yeah, something about working and getting out at our hours on a Friday and Saturday night creates a different world out here.
Yeah, it's never usually this fast, though. It's kind of weird.
Sounds like it must just be you.
That's fair enough.
last one.
It's bad enough. I can handle it.
Tell you what, it'd be nice to get out of this car and have something that's a little bit quieter, because the road noise in this thing is awful.
Yeah, I was kind of battling the same thing here. Once you get up around highway speed, it's kind of loud.
I think my heat shield just broke on the car. You hear it rattling now at, I don't know, every bump. No problem.
That's how you know it's good. Like, every heat shield rattles on the old Vic. You don't hear me complaining about it.
Yes, that's valid. It's, something about the noise that I'm hearing that's, gonna get old quick.
No comment on that noise, could you repeat?
Yeah, no problem. It's a noise.
Roger that. That is a very accurate description of what a loose heat shield sounds like. Quite impressed. No copy on your last.
What's your location?
Inkster and Warren.
Right now you're coming in pretty clean. Are you on the emergency meter?
No copy on your last. Yes, sir, I am on the Detroit repeater.
Are you getting a lot of static coming from my end?
It's like a little fuzz and your voice is real quiet.
Does the voice sound better like this?
Much better.
Open this mic up and make the hole bigger where the microphone actually is.
You kind of petered out towards the end there.
I'm driving through my subdivision right now and there's a lot of trees around here, so it might start getting pretty noisy.
Ah, I see. You came in crystal clear just then.
Tell you what, I love days like this. Nice as hell outside. Drive with the windows down. You can sit outside and relax. Minus the mosquitoes.
Roger that. I'm at the homestead now. I'm gonna get out of here and do that one. WSIV 944, gonna be clear on your left. Over.
Alright, 944, have a good night. Talk to you tomorrow. WSIU 709, signing out.
WQBZ 884.
WSIU 709, monitoring. WSIU 202, and we're monitoring.
USGI 432 mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, Jimmy. 432 WSOC 793.
793, how have you been? WSGI 432.
Oh, I just woke up. Oh. 20 minutes ago. First up, first sip. And, you know, just letting it roll there, okay, my man?
Right on, man. You have yourself a good day. It's good talking with you there. Glad to hear you there. This is WSGI 432. I'll be mobile and monitoring after your final there.
Yeah, 432. You have yourself a good day, my man, and stay cool, get hydrated, sounding good to the repeater, signal's really good, sounding great, I'll catch you later, WSOZ 793, waking up.
WSEU 202, good morning.
Good morning, Red Bank, DU 202.
Is the frequency in misuse?
Morning time out there, WRWB 489.
WSHF 567.
Good morning. I'm just making sure it's not in misuse or in abuse. All right, WSHM 738. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, Sam just, he was out there too. I just heard him. Before you unkeyed, he keyed up by accident.
You jamming me, Sam?
No, no one was keyed up when I keyed up. WSHF 567, good morning.
No, I wasn't trying to jam you.
I know that. We get jammed enough. I know you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, anyway, I went to Gene's yesterday there, Paul, and he showed me a piece of, equipment that he picked up really cheap. It's an old Hitchcock ohms tester. Real big, gigantic thing, you know. It takes tubes and plugs in the wall.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like the old vintage equipment.
It's pretty neat, you know. It's got a handle on top, you know. The thing, like, takes up half the bench. It's got a big, gigantic meter in the front.
Yeah, cool. I like meters. When you grew up during my age, you know, everything had, like, analog meters in it. That stuff's just cool. You know what I mean? So, there you go. Anyways, I don't know what all that noise is. It's terrible. Listen to that. Ugh. Whatever that was can make you out over the noise. I mean, it's just...
The noise was canceling out his audio. His audio was just too light into the repeater. I could barely make out what he was saying. It was almost like he was whispering.
You're coming in through Detroit. You need to put a little more signal into your audio from competing with that interference that's in on the receive side, I guess. But I didn't make anything out from that guy, whoever it was. Yeah, you're not making it, whoever that is. Alright, well, so much for that.
Yeah, anyway. But yeah, that's what he picked up. You know, he got it for real cheap. He says, oh, I get it going in no time. He's got the tubes for it, so. Yeah, it looks pretty neat. I guess it was one that he remembers from when he worked at K40. I guess Al had one that looked just like it.
Al, okay, well. Hopefully he can get it working. I think I'm going to be early where I'm supposed to be here. I should have probably stopped and got something to eat, but do that later, I suppose.
What's your proximity?
Up to what?
Well, wherever you gotta be. I mean, you don't have to, you know, I'm just... Because there's probably good restaurants around there, I could tell you.
Oh, you know, I'm probably just, I'm at North Avenue and 59.
Yeah, Roger. Oh, I kind of think I know where you're going to go, but I'm not going to say, obviously. But, yeah, there's good restaurants up in that area there. There's that one. I wouldn't want to try it, but they say it's good. It's called Coon Creek. It's like a bar restaurant. They got some really good, you know, primal meat in there. It's like a barbecue steakhouse.
It's 7:38 in the morning.
Well, you said you're going to, you know, when you get done, you know.
Yeah, it might be 8:38 in the morning then. Besides, I'm disappointed in you, Mike, and Sam. I'm disappointed in both of you. You're not falling under the credence of this here repeater. You're supposed to ask me what I mean by that.
Yeah, what did you mean by that?
Have you listened to the cuss words that have been plagiarized out here the last few days? My God. These people obviously don't go to church.
I don't know, man. Anyway.
What is all of that?
WSHF 567, it's a Sam over here in Warren. Hey, whoever's trying to talk, your radio's not working. Try a different repeater.
not get into a position where a better signal is or increase your power or raise up a 60-foot antenna. Just try a different repeater.
I was surprised one day. I was at, right around, like, Waterman Road and like, was it 27 mile, 28 mile? By Wetzel State Park. And I was able to make it into the Detroit repeater on a 5-watt HT, which was pretty interesting, but I was able to do it. And that was, like, you know, towards the evening time.
Yeah, well, UHF can be kind of funny. You can have, you know, some openings or whatever. I don't know that you'd be able to do that religiously. Maybe, I don't, you know, depends, I guess. With a rubber ducky or a mobile antenna?
Just a rubber duck. And I'm not bullcrap, you know. It was making it in. I mean, at times it wasn't strong, but for the most part, everybody could hear what I was saying, and I was able to, you know, hold a conversation.
Yeah, Ben must have been up a little bit or something, so. All right. Oh, you think I'm out going golfing, is that what you think?
Perhaps, yeah.
Oh, look at what I see by this golf course. There's a fake tree. It's one of them disguised cell phone antenna towers. I've heard of them, but I think that's the first time I actually seen one. I just happened to look over and go, oh, look. Oh, that's a weird looking tree. Oh, wait a minute. It's a cell phone tower. It's right there between Hickory Hollow. I think it's actually on Hickory Hollow's property on the very south end of it and on the very north end of the other place. I forget the name of the golf course. The nicer one south of it. Sticks out like a sore thumb. Looks like a pine tree.
Yeah, Sagamore House. There's a story behind that. So the reason why it's like that, because the residents of Macomb Township that live in that area did not want to see this gaudy-looking thing sticking way up in the sky. So I think, I want to say it's Verizon's tower, or they own the rights to it. So between them and the township, they had to come up with a solution to hide that thing, and that's what they came up with. It's all because of the residents around there were complaining about it being an eyesore and bringing down their property value.
Yeah, interesting. How about this old white wooden house that needs to be painted? That's not an eyesore?
Well, that place was grandfathered in because it's been there long before that area was even... I remember that area when none of that was there. I used to go to school as a kid out at 24 and Romeo Plank, and we used to take that way home or take that way going to, you know, school, and that, you know, so my mom had to drive us. And I can remember when all that was, you know, Mutt and Jeff's was at 23 and North Avenue there by the other golf course. Now it's called Tina's Tavern. And I remember when those gas stations weren't even there, and then there was that bar next to, that used to be right there at the corner, southeast corner of 23 and North Avenue. That's gone. Now they're putting up a Sheetz or something over there at that location.
Yeah, it seems like they're making a big investment for sure. I got a... Yeah, let's see if I got a spot I can stop at here. All right, I'll find one here. I got to look something up real quick. MBSHM 738.
WRWB 49. Well, if you go west a little bit on 23, in North Avenue there, there's a Leo's. They're looking to get something to eat.
I think I'm looking for something else here. Hang on a minute. I forgot if it was west or east here. Hang on a minute. Okay, I went the right way. I just needed to go another little few feet and it would have all been clear to me. All right, Mike, let me sign out. I'm going to be up here for a bit. So, anyways, have a good morning, Sam. You have a good morning. I'll catch you later. But I am where I need to be for the moment. WSHM 738.
Have a good day, 738. Talk to you later. WSHF 567, standing by.
Yeah, we'll catch you later, WRWB 49.
WSFR 966, just want to let you guys know you were hitting Green Bush, Michigan.
Greenbush, where's that, Greenbush, what's the proximity?
Greenbush is just, say, about 10 miles north of Oscoda, maybe 20 miles south of Alpena.
Okay, I know the area. I got folks that live in Gladwin and West Branch and Clare, so.
Yeah, I'm up here on vacation. Normally I'm in Rochester Hills, but what I'm a little confused by, though, is I tried looking it up to see what kind of repeater I'm hitting, and I'm on the 550 frequency, but I don't know, maybe it's that Sheboygan repeater or something.
Well, it's a linked system, so you must be hitting Sheboygan then. Or I know there's one in Bay City, too. Maybe that one, I don't know, in Saginaw. I know you're not, you know, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, If you don't mind, how am I coming through? I'm on just a handheld, one of those, East Ocean 905Gs.
Not too bad. Almost full quieting. A little bit of hiss, but for the most part, yeah, it's almost full quieting.
Sounds good over here at 9 at Bandai, Warren, Michigan, WSHF 567.
Okay, thanks, gentlemen. I am usually around Rochester, and I listen to you guys a few times in the morning, early in the morning, like that 5:30-ish time, so maybe I'll chime in and say hi when I'm back home. Over.
Yeah, we don't bite, you know, as long as there's no unwanted QRM, you know, while we're talking, because we usually get that in the mornings for some reason, but, yeah, just chime in.
Okay, thanks. WSFR 966, clear.
This is WSID 817, monitoring. Alright, gentlemen, settle down. You guys doubled up there. Come back one at a time and call signs slowly, and I might be able to pick them up. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, good morning from WRWB 489. Sam.
Good
morning.
All right, WSLR 96. That one's a little bit too scratchy to talk to, but that first station was clear. I think you said your name was Stan. My name is Mike. I'm in Saginaw. I'm just waking up. I'm getting my second cup of coffee here. Good morning to you. Good morning to both of you.
You also got Mike here. Mike India Kilo Echo. Yeah, Sam. You know, you're a little scratchy into the repeater. You might want to change position. That wasn't good either that time. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, you're not making it in. You're gonna have to move to a different spot or something, and go back to the original spot you were in.
That's the thing, I haven't moved. It's this metal room, Mike. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm sitting at the windows.
That was good that time. You were like almost full quieting there.
I'm going to go hit the coffee.
All right, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm just going to make sure that I have a really quick
time. Hey, Mike, have a good day. I know you're going to be leaving work soon. And if I don't catch you back out here, I'll catch you later. Everybody have a good day. From Warren, Michigan, Sam I am. I'm that quiet.
Alright, I wasn't up when I'm there.
972, West Land.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I'm waving the antenna at you, and have a good day. 6-8817, I'll be clear and monitoring.
Before you go there, Mike, I think that guy from... that's near Oscoda. I think he was trying to, give you a shout out. So, you guys kind of doubled.
All right, go ahead, station.
WSHC 972 Westland, monitoring.
go ahead there, Westland. Morning time. You got WRWB 49 over here near the Mount Clemens repeater.
Good morning back to you. Out in the mobile rig this morning. Headed out to my new house at Bright.
Okay there, gentlemen, I'm going to step out of here for a minute, get ready for work, so I will catch you all later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be clear.
WSEU 202 for unscrupulous radio check.
Okay, come on, radio check.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. 202, and we're back out.
Well, you're hitting a repeater. You sound clear. Not a whole lot of static behind you. Just for the heads up. WSFT Nano 2.
WSCU 202, how about a 793 of this morning?
Gotcha.
WSCU 202, 119 for a normal.
WSBQ 684 mobile.
WSBU 202, how about that 684? Is this radio working?
It's working good. You got me. I'm over in Swords Creek. Over.
Hey, Roger that. We're just coming out of Roseville.
It's working good, buddy. Working good. You enjoy your day, huh?
Thank you, sir. Same back to you, man. Back to you, 202 and we're monitoring.
684, WSGH 922. Hey, Greg. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How you doing today?
Doing good. Got family stuff to do here a little later. Got people in from out of town. So, anyway, going up to the hardware, get a couple things for an antenna I'm working on. But how about you? What you got going to do besides cooking that brisket?
I'm going to say it's too bad we don't have a smell of radio out here. Oh, man. It's been on there all 15, almost 18 hours now.
Stop it. Just stop it. I'm just picturing it. One of these days, man, how long's that got to cook total?
Well, normally I wrap it, but this time I didn't wrap it. It's at 188 right now, internal temperature, and I got to get to 202, 203, and then I'll pull it.
All right, here's a twist for it. You ever tried wrapping one in bacon and then cooking it?
I've done that with the pork butt, but not a brisket.
Oh, man. Well, you know where my mind is. Anything with bacon is good. Nancy one time wondered if she wanted to get a new perfume. She said, what would you really like me to wear? I said, bacon grease behind your ears. You're crying out loud. That'd drive any guy crazy.
That's a good one. I like that.
All right, buddy, I'm pulling into Hardware. I'm going to let you go. You have a good day. Good luck with that brisket.
You know, you're always welcome, Jeff. You know what? Later on, you can sneak over here and grab a piece. It's going to sit in the cooler for about 5 hours once it's done, and then it's game on.
I'm going to have every dog in that neighborhood coming over. That smell's got to be driving them crazy.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. WSGH922. I'm here listening.
My friend, WSVQ 684. We're down.
WSFT 902 973, you out there? Good morning, Dave. 902, no response on 973. WSFT 902, how are you monitoring?
I was trying to hit that repeater, you're not getting through. All garbled up and I can't understand it.
This is WSID 817.
WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSHR 566 WSU 844, got Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. WSU 844. What's going on, dude?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Yeah, just being cool in the house. It's up here. It looks like it says 89 degrees. Whoa. Too hot. So yeah, we're just sitting and just sitting here listening to radios, and I heard you call. So what you up to?
Oh, nothing much. I went to the store to get something. I just had a little bit of breakfast. I had some waffles a while ago. So yeah, it's too hot outside.
Yeah, copy that.
It sounds like good stuff. Are you getting sick now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm a little stuffy and coughing. Yeah, I don't know. It sucks. Hopefully I can get rid of it before I go to back work on Monday.
Yeah, copy that. Well, knock on wood, I haven't come down with nothing yet, so.
Yeah, copy that. I'll hope you don't. So what else is going on at home? Everything okay at home?
Yeah, I guess. Everything's okay, I guess.
All right, I'm going to grab me something to eat real quick, and I'm going to give you a phone call, copy, in a little bit. Let me get some food in my stomach first.
Yeah, copy that. The WSHR 566, clear mine.
WSTU 844, clear.
SFT 902, 973, you out there? SFT 902, 973, you out there? Yeah, no response on 973, WSFT 902, same as well.
Bye. 6922, monitoring.
WRZN 493, looking for a radio check.
493, you're coming in loud and clear out of the Flint repeater.
Beautiful, thank you. Pinging off the Mount Clemens one right now.
How you doing the job?
493, you're working
sure,
on 65 in Detroit also. WSTHC80.
Beautiful. Glad to hear it, thank you, gentlemen.
How
hope you guys have a great day. WRZN 493, out.
380, Nick. WSGH
922.
That's your 922, loud and clear. WSGH 380. How you doing, Nick? I called out for you a couple of times on the other side.
I haven't been up long. Really haven't been monitoring it.
I just meant random a couple of times. I threw out your call sign there on the FBI network down your way.
The one I really monitor is Hazel Fortin.
Find that coffee can antenna?
Yeah, I got that one dedicated to you.
I'm not sure what you said there, but you're coming a little bit rough.
Copy that. I'm using the Segoia right now, the magnet mount.
Yeah, Roger, on the Nagoya. The Nagoya 72 Magnum mount. Yep, that's a good one. Hey, Nick, I just heard you out there. I thought I'd say hi. Catch you on the other side sometime. WSGH 922.
Copy that, 922, WSGH 880 on the side.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSBM 993 in the mobile monitoring. WSGH 922, Greg, how's it going?
WSGG 772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
SFY 587. SFY 587.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
Yeah, 772, nice signal into the system. WSAI 47 Cleveland.
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, real good. Maybe you could educate me on Shelby Township. Are you, I assume, around Detroit somewhere? Go ahead.
The township is 20 miles north of Detroit city limits.
Yeah, real good. Wow, that's great. Yeah, this system's unreal. I'm going through Oh, what is it? 7675 20 here on the 18. Well, I'm sorry. No, 18. I'm sorry. 18 625. So it sounds good there. Go ahead.
You're sounding real good. I'm using the Macomb Mount Clemens repeater.
Hey, okay. Sounds real good. Yeah, audio's fantastic there. So anyway, I let you go. Have a safe drive. And we'll talk again sooner than later. WSAI 847 Cleveland. Clear.
Chatting with you, Cleveland. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
WSGI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
WSGI 847, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. You're coming in loud and clear here.
Yeah, the repeater's about half scale down this way, so, yeah, with this heat dome or whatever they got hanging over us, and it gives a nice little skip over the lake there, so, sounds good. Doing any, thing on the other bands there?
I was going to go to the park, but I forgot because they don't put out there, you know, but, I checked the radio, now I can take my 710. The radio works, but the thing is, the battery is not as acting up, and I can't go there without no battery. Roger?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you want to probably run that at low power, too, yeah. yeah, sounds good. That'd be fun. Your noise floor will be nice and low there in the parks there, for sure. It's always good to listen out that way, for sure.
You remember that I was talking to you on that 5-bar radio, that right there?
I didn't get that. Was this on GMRS side or what?
I was on the GMRS set. Remember a couple of years ago?
No, okay. Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Do you ever monitor the FBI now, FBI band there, UHF?
Yes, I always monitor the FBI and Warren 2.6. I'd be 4.26,000.
Roger. Okay, yeah, I try to get into that. Okay, well, anyway, I'll let you go then. Everybody sounds awesome down this way. We'll have a good afternoon. Stay cool up that way and enjoy the warm weather, I guess. We'll talk again, Jack. You take care. WSA 47 Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Tell them about the 442-175 is downtown, and it's pretty high up. You might be able to make that, and it's connected to the network.
Thank you, John. Yeah, that Dan out there in, by Cleveland, a good friend of ours for years. Roger.
Hey, okay, 442.172. Yeah, definitely. I'll take a look there. Appreciate the info. I'll be listening. WSAI 47.
All right, I just going to say that'll get you into the FBI network up here in Detroit. So on that service, so give that one a try. You should be able to, if you're hitting this, you should be able to hit that. It's, well, who knows. All right, take care, guys. Name here is Sean, WRUU 850. Go ahead, Jack.
Thank you again, Sean. Take care. Okay, so, Dane, we'll talk a little bit later, and you have a good day. We'll talk tomorrow anyhow. And like I said, I listen to that one always, so If you got anything, come on by that one. WIUG 48, clear.
WSGH 922 from WSBM 993.
Hey Chad, how you doing today?
Hey Greg, here again. There, just wanted to shout in and say hello to you, my friend. I hope all is going well and all that good stuff. Heard you in there and wanted to say hello. So that was about it, my friend. You have yourself a great day and enjoy your Sunday. We'll talk again soon. WSBM 993.
Not Sunday yet, but I will enjoy today and tomorrow. Appreciate you coming back.
Roger that. I meant to say Saturday. My bad. Sorry. Enjoy your Saturday. WSBM 993.
No problem. All right. Good hearing you out there. Talk to you later, bud. WSGH 922.
Station 922. WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, you're blowing my doors off, Jack. How you doing?
Very good. How about you? I was still not doing, I was still busy outside. I cut the side grass. Then you know what, it made a little mess. So you got to go out there, clean it up. After that, the garage needs to be straight a little bit. The weed whacker and the blower, they're all over the place, so it's going to take a little time, that's why.
Is that blower working for you?
you know what? I brought it here and I put gas. And that sucker, it doesn't pull at all. It pulls, but it doesn't start.
Push that little yellow button on the handle all the way up to the top. And if you can, pull on the throttle while you're pulling the pull cord. It'll start.
I got you. I didn't do that. Put it up all the way to the top. No problem.
That little yellow slide button there, slide it to the, make sure it's at the top.
Gotcha, because I remember it's got to go in the bottom to start, but now on top. Okay, I got it. And thank you.
No problem. WSGH 922, we'll be standing by.
Thank you again. Still working and sweating a little bit too. It's hot outside, so that's why.
Yeah, I know it. It's pretty muggy out there and hot today for sure. I'm inside. I've been playing radio today. The HF side is pretty slow, pretty quiet out there. A lot of people doing POTA, but I can't seem to bring them in. Couple people, but not too many.
that was last night too, that guy in Texas. He was going one after another one. I count 40.
Yeah, I got 92 people on the POTA app on 20 meters. And, it's pretty quiet. And nobody's got a real big, strong signal today, that's for sure.
By the way, I want to tell you, the 10-meter will be open next week.
How do you know that?
Yeah, I got a big bird flying in the air, and it told me all that.
Yeah, I knew. After I said that, I knew I was destined for that.
So, John said that. They said the 10-meter would be open. So, that's why.
All right. I know you got those sites that tell you the KP index and solar flares and all that stuff, but I didn't know they predicted them out that far.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Hey, Greg, let me talk to you a little bit later because I'm still busy, and I want to close the garage door at the end. That way I can go at 4 o'clock.
You gonna come up?
No, I don't think so. I'll take a rain check next time. If you put one of them on that grill, I will come by and enjoy it with you guys out there.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's coming into the season here. Come to football season, we always got something on the grill. No problem. You always got a reservation here, Jack. No problem. You know where that seat is for you.
Thank you. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 488.
Hey, Jack. Have a good day. WSGH 922. We'll be listening.
WIUG
48. Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
He just got on the ISS because I heard Lima, Lima.
No, it wasn't me.
Because that's what I heard. They came in. Anyhow, all right, that's all I need to know. Talk later. WIUG
48. Okay, Jack. Yeah, they're coming. Shoot two or three more times here this evening. We'll give them a try. WSGH 922. I'll be clear.
WRX 5. WXIV 944, how we all doing on this Pure Michigan Day?
Whiskey, WSIW 755, Mobile 2, listening in.
Kanye in the frequency.
WRTZ 552 resisting.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WSEU 202.
Hey,
guys, this is really nice. How about that 202 mobile? You near that radio?
WRZN 493, hear you loud and clear.
Excellent, thank you very much for the report back. Just got the radio, got it programmed up, and just wanted to make sure it was working. Thanks again for the call back. WSIS 437, clear.
Not a problem, you have a good night. WRZN 493, monitoring.
WSFT 902. No response, 973.
A20JN, you're in the frequency. WSBB 320, WSBN 300.
WSGH 922 listening.
WICX 218. WICX 218. WING 48, copy.
Station 544, WIUG
48,
copy. WSFT 902 973, you got your radio on? WSFT 902 973, Dave, you got your radio on? Guess not. WSFT 902, no response to 973. I'll be monitoring.
WIZX 218. WIZX 218. WIUG
38,
copy.
WSFT 902.
WSGH This is WSID 817 monitoring.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
Good evening, everyone. This is WSGG 257, going to be mobile and monitoring for a few.
WSHM 738, you got a copy, this is WRWB
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring. WSBM 993, monitoring.
Johnny John, you're in the frequency.
WRX 6540 radio check.
It's working.
Northbound on 65, waving hello.
WSFT 902. 973, you out there?
WRX 6540. Coming back at you.
WSFT 902, 973 out there. And no response on 973. I guess Dave don't have his radio on this afternoon, this evening. WSFT 902, monitoring.
This is the WSAB 841 monitor. WSIL 946. This is the WSAB 841. Do you copy? WSBU 202, mobile in Roseville.
WSDH 380, monitoring.